Amen. Okay, so I since I'm starting the recording, then nobody needs to do anything except mute in case you haven't already. All right.
My shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is their name. In pastures fresh they make me feed. Beside the living stream, they bring my wandering spirit back when I forsake their ways, and leads me for their mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. Supporting breath drives all my fears away. Thy hand inside of all my foes doth still my table's bread. My cup
Yes, amen. Amen. So beautiful. What a wonderful opening to our service this morning. Good morning, friends, and welcome to Tabernacle United Church. This is the day that God is making, that God is creating. And we are invited, each of us, to be participants in that creation, to be co-creators with God in all that that God is making and making new. So welcome. And I want to introduce myself first. My name is Katie, Pastor Katie. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm glad to be worshiping with all of you this morning and inviting us into this space of worship. So welcome. If you are visiting for the first time at Tabernacle, we're glad you're here. Thank you for being with us. We'd welcome you to share your name and anything you'd like to share in the chat box. If you are new, you can also fill out our visitor card, our virtual visitor card, Shel just put in the chat. So you can take some time, perhaps after the service, to fill that out. Let us know a little bit about yourself if you would like to connect further. And we would be happy to be connecting with you. So welcome to this time. I wanted to share just a couple announcements for this week, and particularly, first of all, for today. We are having our second session in our series this summer after worship today, called Defund the Police, an Abolition Curriculum. So we are meeting for the second time today on Zoom at 11:45. This is we're met for the first time a few weeks ago, and we are really grateful for the Mennonite Church USA for putting out this curriculum and really helping us to be thinking about what our faith has to say about how we engage the forces of state and policing. And so this is a really important time to be gathering, and we had a really rich, good first session. So I invite anyone to come to this next session. You don't have to have come to all of them or to the first one. You're welcome to join with us today if that's the first time. So again, we are meeting at 11:45 today on this Zoom meeting. Also this week, we will have Bible study on Wednesday at 5:30. You're welcome to join us for that. And we will also have our regular prayer gatherings on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30. So let us know if you don't have access or don't aren't on the listserv and would like to get links for those meetings. We would love to have you. I also wanted to lift up today that which maybe you've noticed a little bit from the opening slides, and that we are celebrating Pride today. We're claiming this as Pride Sunday. June is often the month of celebrating Pride. But I wanted to say, just as we begin our worship this morning, to first of all give thanks that Pride was birthed in protest. In fact, tomorrow, June 28th, will be the anniversary of the police raiding the Stonewall Inn on June 28th, 1969, which launched the Stonewall Uprising, which became then the early catalyst for the LGBTQIA rights movement. And so we lift up this morning the central figures of that movement and want to remember them, especially Black and Brown transgender women like Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera. These powerful activists played a key role in these uprisings. And we see the intersections of all the harmful structures in our world, the intersections of the structures of white supremacy, of policing, of homophobia, of transphobia, and patriarchy and misogyny. We see all these intersections and how Pride was birthed really in resistance to all of those powers, all of those forces at work. And so it's important for the church, as we gather this morning to worship, that we remember this stream of resistance. We remember the seed of freedom that Pride was birthed out of. And so we want to give thanks for the protests, for the struggle, and of those who preceded us, but also those who preceded us calling us into that struggle again today to continue that work. So let's remember that as we gather today, and let us come together now and worship God. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Carly Frieders. My pronouns are she and her.
Good morning. My name is Sana del Corazon, and my pronouns are she and her.
Please join us in the call to worship. We come as individuals in all our humility.
We weren't expecting to talk about pride.
We come here to worship.
We weren't expecting a protest or a party.
We come with our prayers for justice and healing, to share with God and each other, to bear each other's burdens, to be our true selves in community.
Maybe that's a party. Maybe that's a protest. Maybe that's pride.
Let us worship with God.
Amen. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And I invite you to sing this song this morning, God is Still Creating. This is a song that was based on a sermon by Chris Page a few years back when we were doing a sermon series during the summer called The Bible is Queer and Genderful. And this song has particular things to say about how queer and trans people are being made new in God and how each of us is being made new in God. Let's celebrate that this morning. God is making all things new, giving water in the wilderness, sending manna down to feed the hungry ones, forming cloud and fire to guide and bless. God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. God is making all things new, giving us the words to speak truth to power, changing bodies and calling us new names, speaking peace within our darkest hour. God is making new. All around us and from the inside, God is making new. Join in celebrating that God is still creating. 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 This next song was a song brought to us by Lynn Lampman, and I invite each of you to sing it. Seeing these words remind me who I am, God giving us our place in creation by making us who we are. Let's sing together. When I lose my way and I forget my name, remind me who I am. In the mirror all I see is who I don't wanna be. Remind me who I am. In the loneliest places, when I can't remember what grace is, tell me once again who I am to you, who I am to you. Oh, tell me lest I forget who I am to you, that I belong to you, to you. When my heart is like a stone and I'm running far from home, remind me who I am.
when I can't receive your love, afraid I'll never be enough. Remind me who I am, if I'm your beloved, would you help me believe it? Tell me once again who I am to you, who I am to you. Oh, tell me, lest I forget who I am to you, that I belong to you. To you, oh, oh, oh. I'm the one. I'm the one you love. That will be enough. I'm the one you love. Tell me once again who I am to you, who I am to you. Tell me, lest I forget who I am to you, who I am to you. Oh, tell me once again who I am to you, who I am to you. Oh, tell me, lest I forget who I am to you, that I belong.
Please join me in the opening prayer. God, we come to you in prayer, bearing both the sins of our ancestors and the indignities and injustices that were heaped upon them, our families of origin and our families of choice, the genders we were assigned, the genders we speak out loud, the genders we present, the genders we hold inside, our loves, our attractions, our secret desires, our flamboyant and private selves. Some of us are prouder than others, are more or less proud than we may appear. We fear the violent disciplinaries of our society and mourn those beaten down and lost to anger. We pray for justice. We pray for belief in ourselves, belief in others, belief in you, that there may be joy and thanks and dancing. Please join me in the prayer of confession. We are a pilgrim people, accompanied by our God, who journeys beside us, accepting who we are. Yet God also goes before us, beckoning us towards who we might become. But as we move through our days, other gods call to us, questions confound us, direction blurs, indifference lulls, we lose our way. So now we enter into silence and prayer to discern again the nearness of God, who is our hope and guide. Creating God, you knit our bodies together, bodies created in love and meant to be loved, beloved masterpieces of a proud creator. And yet we have upheld these lies, that some bodies are deficient, that some bodies are illegal, that some bodies are superior to others, that some bodies and some people are fundamentally flawed, that only some bodies are natural and normal and good. We have borne these lies from our thoughts, passed them on to our children, sputtered them from our mouths, and spat them at our neighbors. We have turned them in upon ourselves and out against one another. Like poison, they consume us, so that the truth that we are your beloved children is lost. Forgive us, O God, for believing these lies, for internalizing them, and for upholding systems which reinforce them. Forgive us for forgetting this truth, that our bodies were created in love, and that we are your beloved children. Amen. Now hear these words of assurance. Beloved ones of God, hear the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are a new creation. God has reconciled us to God's self and to one another through the love and grace made tangible and touchable in Jesus Christ. In the light of God's love, we are free to live fully and wholly, affirmed and accepted as we are, beloved children of God. Let our lives bring joy, justice, and compassion into all the world. In the spirit of this joyful exuberance, let us sing our praises to our wildly promiscuous, loving God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Amen. Let us sing our praise. Let us dance our praise. I invite you to sing the song of praise, Be Lifted, with me. And if you need to dance or clap, do that too. Let's sing.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high. Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted 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 high.
Let's continue to celebrate the name of Jesus, to lift Jesus's name on high as we remember that Jesus passes the peace to us and gives us peace, and we claim that peace and pass that on to one another. So let's take a moment now and greet one another with the peace and love of Christ. And so may the peace of Christ be with each of you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Amen.
Peace.
And also,
hi, peace. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. Morning. Peace to everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Katie.
Peace, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You, Verona.
Alicia,
peace. Heather.
And Verona, peace.
Peace.
Tonya.
Peace, peace, Miss Janetta. Good to see you.
Hi, Chenelle.
Pastor Katie.
Peace, peace, Pastor Katie.
Peace, Oscar.
Peace, Elizabeth. Hi, Oscar and Heather.
Peace. Peace, Elizabeth. Good to see you.
Lynn and Lynn.
Peace. And Dee.
Hi,
Alicia.
Good to
see you.
Peace. Oh, hi, Gina. I haven't seen you in a while.
Peace, Verona.
Peace, Jenny.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Nicole.
Lynn and Lynn.
Good to see you,
Heather B. Good morning.
I need more.
Amanda.
Taylor. Hi, Taylor. Nice to see you.
Hiya, Dugan.
Peace to you, Dee. Good morning.
Peace, Jim Thacker. Good to see you.
Oh, Heather, I like how your hair's growing out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this time is for. thank you.
Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm chapter 30, verses 1 through 5 and 11 through 12. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried for your help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with mourning. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have shaken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
This is the time in our service where we invite children and anyone else who would like to join to come closer for the children's time. And if you're someone who'd like to be a part of that smaller circle, you can go down to your reactions button in the bottom right-hand corner of your Zoom menu, click reactions and raise hand to be a part of that smaller group. So let's sing to invite those folks forward.
Morning. I wanted to show you, I have a story to tell, and Shell's going to help me with some slides. But this, the beginning of my story starts when the library in the town where I live put out a wonderful display that we were so happy about, with books about pride and celebrating families and being yourself and accepting everybody fully for who they are as the unique and wonderful person that God created. And so many of us in our community were very happy to see this. But one person in our community was not happy to see this. And that person was very vocal and saying some very mean and hurtful things on Facebook and other social media to our library director. And they were trying to get the library to not have this display in the children's section because they didn't think children should be able to know about how wonderful people are and how diverse people are. So out of that, a whole bunch of us said, no, that is not our community. That is not who we want to be as a town. That is not how we want to treat people disrespectfully. So all those of us who agreed with our library and who want to fully include all people just as they are, and to make all people feel safe and welcome where we live, got together and we went to the library board meeting and we supported our library and we said, hey, we need to make this a whole community event. So in 10 days about, we organized our very first Pride March, an event with speakers and bands. And to know, we had over 500 people that my friend counted that showed up yesterday for our first Pride event. You can see this is our banner that we had at the beginning. And these are just pictures of different people who are at our event. It was wonderfully successful. We live in a teeny tiny village. So like if you imagine if Philadelphia in downtown was only 3 blocks long, that's how small my town is. If it was just 3 blocks long. So I'm just really excited because we had such a wonderful event and our children from the high school spoke and our children in the community came and did coloring, and I read some of the books to them, and we all marched together, and we painted rocks and signs, and we left rocks at the library to support the library and to let everyone know there's a little statue that has a boy and a girl and a dog and a cat sitting reading a book, and we left our stones on there. And I just wanted to share this event because I'm so excited that one person was negative, but 500 people showed up. And not only that, but many, many years ago when I went to church, my church was the only church that was like TAB, that was fully accepting people. But this year when we did Pride, we had four churches participating. So I just want to share with you how it's important to support your community. It's important to support each other. And it's important to show God's love for everybody. So I would like to close with just a little moment of prayer. Dear God, thank you for bringing me into the world just as I am. Be with me on my journey in life as I change and grow in many ways. Let me always remember that no matter where I am or who I am, God loves me just how I am. And God will help me find the community to support me. Amen.
This morning, I thought of this song, Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin, which was brought to us by Rob Thornton. This song speaking about the kind of inner process of finding yourself as a child of God, as someone that you can imagine in yourself. And I think about this in queer and trans experience too, of finding the person you want to be. So let's sing this together. And as you learn it, feel free to join along.
Imagine me loving what I see when the mirror looks at me, 'cause I imagine me in a place of no insecurities, and I'm finally happy, 'cause I imagine me letting go all of the ones who hurt me, 'cause they never did deserve me. Can you imagine me saying no to thoughts that try to control me, remembering all you told me? I imagine me over what my mama said, and healed from what my daddy did, and I wanna live and not read that page again. Imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can imagine me. I'll admit it was hard to see you being in love with someone like me, but finally, I can imagine me. Not letting people break me down. You won't get that joy this time around. Can you imagine me in a world where nobody has to live afraid because of your love, fear's gone away? Can you imagine me letting go of the past and glad I have another chance, and heart will dance, 'cause I don't have to read that page again. Imagine me being free, trusting you admit it was hard to see you being in love with someone like me. But finally, I can imagine me. Imagine me being free, trusting you totally. Finally, I can imagine me. I'll admit it was hard to see you being in love with someone like me. But finally, I can imagine me.
Amen, Pax. That was beautiful. Thank you. For the second reading, we're going to read from Galatians 3, 26, 29, and I'm reading from the Inclusive Bible. I'm actually opening up a Bible, getting ready for in church service. Each one of you is a child of God because of your faith in Christ Jesus. All of you who have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. In Christ, there is no Jew or Greek, slave or citizen, male or female. All are one in Christ Jesus. Furthermore, if you belong to Christ, you are the offspring of Abraham, which means you inherit all that was promised. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. Katie, do you want me to pray? Or do you want to
pray? Yeah, go ahead, Son.
Okay, let us pray. Oh, Holy One, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all that we have prepared. We ask that you speak through us and in spite of us.
Yes.
That your word be a blessing to all us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sana. So, good morning, friends. It's really good to be with you this morning. A few weeks ago, Sana said to me, "It's June. Let's do a Pride service at TAB." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Great, let's do it." So I'm really grateful for Sana for instigating and encouraging this service this morning, and for bringing this to us, and this the word that we're both going to bring to you this morning is a collaborative word. We've worked a little bit independently, but also are sharing it together. So we're really excited to do that this morning. We're going to be speaking a little bit this morning about coming out and about pride. We're also going to be speaking about the freedom in Christ. And what does that phrase mean? Because in Paul's letter to the Galatians, this phrase, freedom in Christ, is repeated throughout. And so we wanted to, and the passage that Sana read is really speaking to that freedom. So we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. In his letter to the Galatian church, Paul talks about baptism as the first step of becoming a Christian or of following Christ. And in the baptism, Paul talks about it as being like a rebirth, and it's a rebirth into a freedom, into a newfound freedom we have in Christ. He says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Let us therefore stand firm and not submit to the yoke of bondage again." Those are Paul's words. Now, what does freedom in Christ mean? Whenever we hear the word freedom, especially in the context of the U.S., I get a little nervous. Do you get a little nervous? Get it? Yes. Amen. Amen. The word freedom can, you know, we see it large on top of American flags. We see it in sparkling red, white, and blue under God Bless America. Freedom is often used in popular culture to mean doing anything and everything that I have the, quote, right to do, right? And of course, that can mean things like bearing arms, choosing to not wear a mask, getting rich, and stealing land, burning up the world with fossil fuels. You have the right to do that. You have the freedom to do that in this country, or at least I should say most white people do. I should say it in context there, but it might not actually be the right thing to do. So even if you have those rights, in the worst cases, I think this word freedom is understood in this country as synonymous really with violence. And it can become synonymous with violence. And I think we have to grapple with that, because that word can mean so many different things. So freedom to do whatever I want at whatever cost to anyone else is not, though, biblically speaking, what freedom is. Freedom in the Bible and in the gospel and how Paul speaks of it today is very different. The freedom that Paul speaks about in his letter to the Galatians, I think we need to zoom out a little bit and get a sense for the context in which he's speaking. So he is addressing a big controversy in the first century, which may actually sound a little bit silly to us, but it was really important back then. And it was this question of whether someone had to become Jewish before becoming Christian. So people were asking, well, don't you need to be circumcised at least before you become a Christian? Because that is what belonging entails. So there were all of these questions about becoming part of this new Christian community, and that, well, don't you need to become a Jew first? And people had really strong feelings about this. There was a lot of division. And Paul is basically saying no, 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 no. In fact, the letter to the Galatians is he's very angry in the letter. He's saying, no, you don't need to become Jewish before you become Christians. The Holy Spirit, he's reminding people, has been revealing to us all along that it's okay for Gentiles to belong. They don't have to change those things. They belong. You don't have to become Jewish first. And so we need to listen to the Spirit, Paul is saying. The bottom line is these categories of social custom, of class, of gender, these categories do not get in the way of you belonging and having access to God, belonging to God as a child of God. I think it's hard for us to grasp just how revolutionary this verse is and this kind of framing that Paul has for us to say there's no longer Jew nor Greek, there's no longer male and female. There is a freedom here that Paul is evoking where this emancipatory freedom, where the walls are being broken down, and it has to do with structures of supremacy as well, that they are being broken down and real bodies and lives are being freed. It's not a freedom to do whatever you want. No, it's a freedom marked by radical love. It's a freedom guided and constrained by love. Freedom is constrained by love. True freedom is always constrained by love.
This freedom constrained by love that Pastor Katie talks about, what I like to call radical love, is one of the cornerstones of people's relationship with God, that of free will. God has given us the opportunity to be human without restrictions, to decide and choose what is good, what is right, what is holy. It's one of the greatest gifts God imparts to humanity, freedom. In our country, freedom has been conflated with individual rights and entitlement. However, the Christian tradition has for many years emphasize that freedom is given by God. It's meant for God and for others. Accordingly, it is a liberty that finds its fullness in taking responsibility for justice. We as a country have lost our way. We are stuck on ideas of rights and entitlement and have forgotten about responsibility. As queer people, we often struggle with our belovedness, given the messages we hear from the outside world, even often within our own faith tradition. Yet God has chosen us, and we are clearly and queerly and dearly made by God. Deep knowledge of this chosenness is immensely important to buffering the misinterpretations of scripture that all too often are hurled at queer and trans people. However, framing ourselves as chosen doesn't mean we live without limitations. Distortions of chosenness into simple entitlement builds barriers to creating communities of justice in the kingdom of God. Chosenness, being the chosen people in the biblical context, is an event of obligation. We elect God elects a people for God and for others, and this is a responsibility. When I came out, I knew in my body that who I was and who I loved was of God and was holy. Last year, when I preached about the Holy Spirit, I shared with the congregation my upbringing in a Puerto Rican, Spanish-speaking, fundamentalist, evangelical, Pentecostal church. Say that five times. And how this experience was affirming in many ways. My church felt like a place where I belonged, where I saw and was in relationship with other people who looked and spoke like me, a place where we were beloved and protected against the white supremacy that seemed to live outside our church doors, that tried to convince us that we were less than human or worthy of love because we were not white. In spite of its bad theology and later rejection of me, that church instilled in me a belief, an idea, a knowing that even they couldn't take away when I came out, that I was and will always be a beloved child of God. This gave me a freedom to be and become who God intended me to be, as well as, more importantly, a responsibility. Unlike many queer and trans folks, I didn't struggle internally with that knowing that who I was and that who I was of God, but so many do. I feel a responsibility given to me by God through this freedom in Christ to share the specific good news of our belovedness with other queer and trans folks, that we are wonderfully and gloriously made. We are beloved, we are chosen, we are free, and most importantly, we are responsible for one another.
When I look back 15 years ago, when I first came out, as I look back on that time, I really believe that it was this kind of spirit of the freedom in Christ that I was experiencing during that time. I really wrestled at that time with many, many internalized demons. I still wrestle with them today, but they're not as strong as they used to be. They were dominating voices raging inside of me, voices that I actually didn't know lived in me until I was coming to terms with my queerness. The voices said things like, "Your attraction to her is sinful. It's ugly. Your queerness will prevent you from becoming a minister. Queers are cursed," et cetera, et cetera. I felt a lot of shame. I felt guilt. I felt terrified of losing the love of those who were close to me. And yet there was also another voice inside of me. And thank God, I thank God today for people around me, witnesses, people who, friends, and those who supported me and paid attention to this other voice that also lived inside of me. I remember sitting at a coffee shop during a difficult time as I was wrestling through these things, and a friend of mine looked at me and asked me, right in the eyes, and asked me through my tears and all my fears, and she said, "Katie, is what you're feeling born of love? Is the way you are relating to this person, is it loving?" And I said, yes, it is. And then she said, well, is that not of God? Is not love born of God? And it was conversations like that that just kept pulling me back to this, what Sana and I are talking about, this freedom of Christ that is constrained by love, that gets to the heart of it, to those real deep questions, and allowed to and began to set me free to be listening to those voices as well. I knew in my body and that love was born of God, and it began to fill me with newfound freedom. And I felt like it was this freedom that Paul speaks about in his letter to the Galatians, that it is a freedom that gives you also confidence to resist those structures of supremacy that have made their home inside of us and are at work around us, and to protest them, to resist them, and to begin to tear them down within ourselves. And I think I was coming into touch with that new freedom in Christ. And it was like a baptism all over again, coming out of the baptismal waters, right? Being claimed as beloved again. And though it was painful, and I remember, and I still carry pain from losing relationships, there was a cost to it, and it was painful. But as the psalmist says, the Lord turned my mourning into dancing. And there was this unexpected blessing and profound gift of joy, of coming to live into God's image more fully, the joy of learning to become and love myself. And I think all of this has to do with that freedom in Christ, because when you and I are set free in Christ to be and become the very ones that God has created and is still creating, I believe God finds delight and is delighted in that.
Amen. We are delighted that you follow the voice of God, okay? We are so grateful for your journey. Unfortunately, for many LGBT people of faith, we are not fully accepted by our biological families. Like my mom likes to say, love the sinner, hate the sin. But how is one able to separate part of who I am, my queerness, and still love me and be in relationship with me? My parents reject parts of me because I don't live up to their expectations, who they want me to be, how they want me to behave, who they expect me to love. This experience, this rejection, is not only painful and damaging, it can be fatal. I have since learned that this is bad theology, my friend. This isn't how God's love works, or any love for that matter. Love isn't about finding the part of me that is acceptable to love and then throwing away the rest. Love is embracing all that we are and being in relationship with all of who we are. We must show each other love through full acceptance, for this is how God is revealed. How we love each other and show love for one another is how we are connected through God. In relationship and through radical love is how we are reminded that we are beloved and worthy. This is how Jesus said and taught us to treat and care for each other. We all deserve this kind of love that allows us to see God in each one of us. We cannot give that love if we're busy figuring out how to separate and select the sinner from the sin. Jesus models for us a new way of being family when he selected people to be his siblings and created a new kind of beloved community. The relationship between those in Jesus' community was not determined by blood, but by love. Remember, he asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Jesus said that his followers would be recognizable not by family ties, but by the ways in which they love one another. So love, not blood, is the mark of a family. I want to remind you that you're not only beloved, but you are also brave. We are brave when we come out to our families, when and if we are ready, and to live as queer and trans people in our truth. We must decide how we want to be in relationship with our families or those who reject us. Being in relationship takes a lot of risk and vulnerability, and we must guard and protect our hearts and minds to decide how close we want to be with people, the kinds of relationships we want to build with those who reject and condemn us. But most importantly, we must keep our hearts open to find and build communities like TAB that will support and save us. This is the lesson I'm learning in this community. because we are worthy of this type of radical love in the beloved community.
So as Sana and I share these things about coming out and our freedom in Christ, one of the things we want to do this morning especially is give thanks for the cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, and this large spiritual family that Sana just spoke about, the family of Jesus that is ever growing and is always larger than we think it is. I could not have come out 15 years ago without community, without support, without other witnesses in my life. And we mentioned at the beginning of the service names like Sylvia Rivera and Marsha P. Johnson. But who else? Think about who else who has helped you to remember the freedom of in Christ that we're talking about today. Who else has helped you and spoken into your life? Who sat with you at a coffee shop and listened to you? Who's pulled out that spirit in your life and invited you to live more fully into your belovedness? So if they are alive, if those people are alive, I think we should thank them. Let's remember to thank those people. And if they're not alive, let's thank them still. And let's keep remembering our own call based on what we have seen and heard, our own call to share that kind of love with those around us.
Thank you, Pastor Katie. Psalm 139 says, "You are the one who created my innermost parts. You knit me together while I was still in my mother's womb. I give thanks to you that I am marvelously set apart. Your works are wonderful. I know that very well." I want to remind you, you are wonderful, especially Pax. Pax is wonderful. "I am wonderfully and fabulously made." Say that with me. I am wonderfully and fabulously made. Good. In the words of Emily Joy Allison, let us celebrate who we are, protest injustice in our midst, and affirm to each other and to ourselves that we are fearfully, wonderfully, purposely, and gloriously made. So some of you may ask and wonder, how do I know for sure? How do I know that I'm beloved, that God made me this way, that God made you that way, that, you know, that we are beloved? How can all those people out there, the people in from my childhood church, the people in my own family, those people out there who call themselves Christian but deny our humanity and our belovedness, be wrong about me, about us? I can tell you that my body knows, my heart knows, my mind is sure, and the Bible affirms that we are made in the image of God, Imago Dei. It means our queer and trans bodies reflect God without exception, and we should be treated with love and respect. As the beloved children of God, we've been and are being given the gift to honor God's fullness by living out fully who we are and who God intended us to be. Amen? I have personally experienced how God has healed my despair and removed the cloud of death so that now I am clothed in joy, surrounded in this community of love, and charged with responsibility to fight for justice and spread the good news. May we live and love with pride and joy, not just this month, but every day of our lives. Amen. Let me get myself together. I'm going to sing, Pags.
Sing it.
Okay, here we go. "I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free." Your turn, Pax.
Let's sing it together.
"I'm so I'm so glad Jesus set me free. hallelujah. Jesus set me free. When I was in trouble, Jesus set me free. When I was in trouble, Jesus set me free. When I was in trouble, Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah.
God gives us so many gifts. This is the time in our service when we return some of those gifts to God. To give electronically, you can text any amount to 84321, or you can visit tabunited.org/contribute. Please be sure to select the appropriate fund when making a gift online. By text, you can include a tag like pledge, open plate, or other along with your gift so we know how to direct it.
You are whole.
God, thank you for inviting us to share our abundance with others. May you bless and multiply these gifts and use them to do your will in the world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carly. This is the time in our service where we gather our prayers and lift them up to God and to one another, to be holding and praying for each other in this time. So you are invited to share any joy you have, any concern or burden you're carrying for yourself or for anyone else, or any situation happening that you would like to lift up. So let's do that now. We will just allow a little bit of space so you can write in your prayer in the chat. And just a few moments, Carly will read out those prayers and we will all respond, hear our prayer as she invites us into that time. So let's bring our joys, our struggles, anything that's on our heart that we need to lift up, that we need to share in God's presence and in the presence of one another. Let us share together.
From Amanda, my nephew Caleb turns 10 today, and he is in the process of discovering his queerness and coming out. Prayers for him as he navigates this part of his journey. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Deirdre, prayers of gratitude that my friend Rick has met the qualifications for a liver transplant at Leahy. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Ginny, prayers of thanksgiving for daughter Anne's successful 6-hour surgery on Monday and for her strong recovery. Gratitude for the surgeon and many caregivers in the ICU. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Sana, prayers of thanks for this community, for all your support and love and commitment to work for justice. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Verona, please pray for all those who are in transition. May they feel God's love and find comfort from family, friends, and their beloved community. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Elizabeth, Prayers of thanksgiving for the queer elders in my family who came before me and made it easier for me to come out, especially to my Aunt Barbara. And a prayer for all those who have gone before who did not have the chance to be known authentically. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ron, my sister Mary Ellen has a dislocated shoulder, which she is recovering from as her husband continues to recover from congestive heart failure. He can now sit up on the edge of his bed. This is a big improvement over the last 2 weeks. Please keep them in your prayers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Lucinda, I'm so grateful for the folks in TAB who went through the process that we continue today of becoming more light and open and affirming church. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Gina, prayers of gratitude that we found a house to rent in Minneapolis after a long and stressful search. Here's to dramatic downsizing and new adventures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Chris, half the existing supply of CPAP machines in the US have been recalled, plus some BPAPs and ventilators. Prayers for everyone who needs these machines, who owns one that has been recalled or needs a new one and has no way to get one now. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Fletcher, I awoke yesterday worried that the Pride turnout would be small and possibly outnumbered by hate groups. I am so grateful for the people in our community who showed up to fight for justice and made us realize we are not alone. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Sana, prayers of thanksgiving that Gina, Tonio, and I found a place to land and live in Minneapolis. We can stop looking at Zillow. We are really grateful. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Pax, a prayer for joy, comfort, and safety to LGBTQIA two-spirit people, pansexual plus people in our country and around the globe that don't have access to safety. A prayer for transformation in their communities. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gwyneth, thanks for Tabernacle for being a prophetic and affirming church. When Fletcher moved to Philadelphia, I told him he needed to find a church, or I feared he would succumb to depression without us. He said, how will I know how to find a good church? I said, just look for a more light church. I was right. Yes, it is proclaiming that everyone is fearfully made in God's image. You are there for all, allies too. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ron, thanks for all LGBT offspring who broaden and open our hearts and horizons. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Amanda, I would again ask for prayers for my dear friend Jamie, who is very much burnt out and in need of rest and rejuvenation. Work has been very stressful. Prayer for healing and safety for Jamie and I especially. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We give thanks for everyone who has shared in this way. Thank you for sharing what's on your heart, for both the joys and the thanksgivings, the affirmations, as well as the concerns. Let me just read one more from Chris Page. Grateful for Tabernacle elders who made a way for so many of us to be here today. As I best understand it, Jim Gerhard and Chris and Barbara Purdom were there involved before we were ONA. More light. I remember elders who welcomed me like Ruth Patterson and Mary O'Howell, beloved ancestors. I also honor folk like the Bowsers, the Fernandezes, the Gritters, the Huseman Riches, and so many more. Amen. Thank you, Chris, for speaking those names and lifting up that context just right here in our community. And we give thanks as well. Amen. Amen. Let's take now a moment to gather the gratitude for these people, the joy that we have, the thanksgiving, as well as any sorrow or pain we're holding for others, for ourselves. And let's lift up all of this and sing to God. Let's sing together.
Lord, hear my prayer.
God, we come before you this morning, carrying and holding many things, many different emotions, varied stories that we have, memories, backgrounds. We come from many places and we are feeling a lot of things. You are here in the midst of us and in the midst of our stories. God, we are so aware, and at least I am this morning, of how intimately connected we are to one another, how our sense of belonging and belovedness, all of these things that are so important to you are part of your vision that is lived out through community. We are so, we so need community. We need each other. We need these affirmations in a world that is hostile and in a world that that marks us as not ever belonging, or it for whatever reason continues to push us out and create narrow lines about who is in and who is out. And so God, we thank you that today and in this moment, we stand in your presence and know that you have welcomed us just as we are. God, continue to give us the strength to share this good news with those who are around us, who are in our spheres of influence. Let us not grow weary in the work. Let us remember those who surround us in the cloud of witnesses. Let us remember that you give us the strength. You give us the joy. You give us the endurance to keep going on. So let us remember that today, O God. Hear all the prayers that have been lifted up. Hear also the prayers that are on our hearts and remain on our hearts that we lift up to you. And let us pray now the prayer that Jesus taught us. Let us say it together. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Take my hand, precious Lord.
dear siblings in Christ, I want to remind you of the good news. We are beloved. We are chosen. We are free. And most importantly, we are responsible for each other. May you be surrounded, clothed in joy, surrounded by a community of love, and responsible for fighting for justice as we spread the good news. Amen and Ashe.